You're listening to Generally Amusing. Please, if you do not like our podcast, do not take it out on any of your electrical equipment. We are not responsible for anything that becomes broken while you're listening to this podcast. Thank you.
Hi guys, this is Generally Amusing, episode 11. Sorry about the previous episode, which was also episode 11, because the recording screwed up again, like a previous episode.
Because what Marcus was... fucked up.
No, the program did.
Nah, actually, fucked up.
I'm not even sure why it does that. I think it's just because people call me during the recording, something like that. But either way, for today, we are going to be doing a special podcast where we will be playing D&D. The way this is going to work, first off, we need to explain how all three of you met up.
So, I can explain this. Ready?
We'll make it something like you all met up somewhere and
In a strip club. We all met in a strip club.
It's That's in the best medieval kind of times, but.
Medieval strip club.
I guess they could have some form of... It's like one of those...
The Gentleman's Club. How about that?
How about...
The Old Strip Club.
Old Strip Club. How about... all of you were in a... it's like a pub where all the...
Tavern, is that it?
Yeah, a tavern where all the waitresses have, like, huge cleavages. Is that like, which is close enough to what you're trying to get at.
The old hooters.
And you heard some, we'll say that all of you met up in a tavern and heard some men talking about a town which is called, hold on, what's the town called?
Hold on, what is it called again?
I don't even know. I'm looking through it and I can't find it. The town has no name, simple enough.
Really? Town of no name, where can we find that?
Town of Worcestershire.
Google it.
Worcestershire sauce, let's do that. What about the town of tomatoes?
No. This is the way it's going to work. You all grew up as friends from being little child. You all met up a long time ago when you were, say, at a younger age, and
well, we couldn't really be at an older age.
Well, yeah, seeing that I'm older than most of them.
Yeah.
Thing is, you're like a half. What is it called?
He's,
Minotaur.
No, he's a,
Minotaur.
Yes.
Like half a horse, aren't you?
Okay, so, you all became friends from different quests that you got assigned when you were, younger. And, you became friends with that and started to do more quests. You were in a tavern, and you walked out of the tavern, and you see that the sky had slowly been darkening, and it's been darkening all day, and the smell of rain has been thick in the air. And now it has finally begun to fall, accompanied by loud peals of thunder that seem to roll across the landscape. The sun is hidden behind massive storm clouds, and a cold wind blows from the north. As bolts of lightning begin to slam from the ground, and pieces of hail begin to strike the earth, the need for shelter becomes obvious. Ahead in the distance...
Use the tavern.
The tavern was hit by a bolt of lightning and is caved in.
Okay.
Ahead in the distance... Let's not use the tavern.
Let's go to the inn.
Even though it's raining, it has now burst into flames. Ahead in the distance, a large tower rises from the ground. Its form illuminated by the occasional lightning bolt. It seems rocky and solid, and though climbing it in this weather would be folly, it might have some outcropping that would provide safety from the storm.
Doubt that.
The only alternative is to endure the weather.
Let's endure the weather while I serenade you with my harp.
Okay, Okay, so the way this works is, but before we actually start, we should probably introduce our characters, just sort of.
Hello, I'm gonna do an English accent. I bag it. Nobody else is doing it. Okay.
Okay. Now, you will all need a character voice, an in-game voice.
I got an in-game voice already. I can't do an Indian voice.
You can. It doesn't really matter if you keep it entirely, if it just changes from time to time, that's fine. as long as you talk differently, or as you talk what your character might actually talk like. Okay, so I'm going to let you all introduce yourself. So we'll start with Sam.
I'm going to figure out where I am. What am I again?
You're a you're a gnome.
Oh yeah, I'm a gnome. Hello people, I'm a gnome. My name's Kumar Curry. Darling. So is that all I'm gonna say?
Yeah, you pretty much just say your character and what you are. You are, how old are you? How old is your character? I can't even remember. Where does it say it? It says your age is 1 second, you are 75 years old.
125.
Damn straight, bitch.
You're also 3'8", so you're actually a really small man. And just a note, a gnome is like, it's like an elf, sort of, a small elf. It's not actually a normal
garden gnome. I wish I was a garden gnome, though.
We all thought that it would just be a normal garden gnome, but it's not. Next, we'll just go with Freeman.
Hello.
Yes.
I like how you're a minotaur and you're speaking like a gentleman.
I'm a lady.
I'm a lady.
Off that show. She's a lady.
No. Okay, keep going.
Yeah. My name is Mega Grogsmith.
How are they?
It's like, g'day, mate.
Whatever.
I'm minotaur. 125. He's old.
Hello, I'm Freeman. I'm a minotaur. I haven't had a drink for 6 months.
Hello, Freeman!
You are the oldest and the tallest and the heaviest. You are the oldest, the tallest, and the heaviest of the group.
He's fat. That's what we're trying to say.
He like jiggles his way.
And now, Khaled, you can describe yours.
Righto, buckos, my name is Boris Black. My original name was Boris, but that was too racist.
Exactly. Yeah, you are 30 years old, 6'7", and 240 pounds.
Fucker.
I'm a keen 30-year-old for adventure!
You're also a dragonborn. I should probably read out the classes. Where are the classes?
Punks dragons!
I'm a mage or a sorcerer, I think.
I can't even remember where it says the class is. Where does it say the classes? It should say here. Here we are.
It should say right here. Yeah, they are.
Oh, that doesn't even say it.
Yeah, it says it's on top where your name is. Like, it's got your name, and then.
There's like four different things. Where does it say
that? Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, Khaled is a dragonborn fighter.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Sam is a
sorcerer.
Is a gnome sorcerer thing.
A gnome sorcerer.
And Freeman is a minotaur who's a wizard, which makes no sense. Makes very little sense.
Makes total sense.
How you went to like hold your wand?
It was slightly different as a kid.
They picked on him at school, didn't they?
All the other minotaurs picked on him as a child.
Because he was fat.
They said I was different.
Okay, so.
Indeed.
Okay, so you are now playing. You're actually in the middle of nowhere because you were in the middle of traveling somewhere, and in the distance, the only thing that's there is a tower thing which seems to have multiple floors. So you can, if you wished, you can go in through the door and seek cover from the storm.
We're going to be harassed, aren't we?
And there seem to be no people around, and the only people that were around seem to have been crushed by the tavern. None of you feel
the
need to...
That's a giant tavern if it's crushed an entire town.
We don't need to go...
No, just the people in the tavern. There are only about, like, 3 people in the tavern.
They're all dead.
That's all you can see. It's just a pathway, a tower that's slightly broken down, and a tavern. The tavern has been destroyed, and the only people that were inside it were crushed.
Well, according to health and safety policy, we're not allowed to go back to the tavern.
And none of you feel the need to rescue who were in the tavern.
No, because they're all ugly.
Yeah.
They're all drunk pricks.
Okay.
Go with that.
Okay, so you all have you take turns. I'm going to choose that the turns go in the direction of Khalid to Sam to Freeman. So that'll be the turns.
Freeman.
Okay, so Khalid, you can choose the action first. What do you wish to do?
What do you wish to do?
I wish to pull out my harp and serenade you all to sleep. Is that possible? That's possible.
Probably, but note, if you do that, you will all get struck by lightning and die.
Yeah, that might not be the best idea.
Okay, how about I sidestep the lightning and then serenade?
You were a lot slower than the lightning is.
Go inside, then serenade.
I kind of get the way that Marcus is trying to drift. We have to go inside, or like, there's nothing's gonna happen.
We have to go inside, or we're gonna die. Is that what
we're gonna die? Yeah.
Because it's not an ordinary. It seems like it's not an ordinary storm.
I say we go back to the tavern and then rescue it, all the beer.
I like how you have
no
thoughts of rescuing any of the people in there.
I didn't really know the people, you know.
But just to know, don't actually do that, because it's got nothing to do with the story, and I have to make something up.
Aww.
Okay, so...
They're already dead.
But I need a pint.
You're already, like, six. Let's just go. Okay.
So, are you just all going to go to the tower?
Yes, Poppet. We're going to go to the tower.
As you walk up to the tower, you notice that there are a few narrow ledges that offer scant protection from the...
Kill them.
From the storm, but a closer inspection reveals a massive arched entryway at least 20 feet tall and 10 feet wide, set into the side of
the... The first time you just scan over the place.
Oh yeah, there's no doorway there.
Oh shit, there's one.
As you walk into
Do we have time to measure it up and everything?
Like a Kmart complex.
It's just an assumption.
Oh, okay.
As you walk into the tower, you notice that there is a very big stone circle thing.
Circle thing.
It has a rune on the top of it.
A rune shaped
thing.
Yeah, I know
a rune. R-U-N-E.
What's a rune?
Rune. It's like a. How do you not know what a rune is?
It's like a marked stone of power.
Okay,
it's like a symbol from Wizards.
Okay.
But yeah.
Hey, that's my symbol. Hell yeah.
I'm a sorcerer, though. It's my symbol.
Okay. And you, there is a floor just above the tower that is protecting you from the storm, and the tower is very strong and is not likely to be destroyed and is not likely to collapse on your face.
It's then when it collapses on your face.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Seems tough enough.
So, the only thing in the tower is a big stone circle on the floor that is very, very thick. That's what she said.
Yes.
Okay, what do you want to do?
She probably did.
Okay.
But
so
I didn't
show
hear
you.
It.
No, listen.
I'll let
my
you
turn. It's my turn. Okay, my turn. Shut up. Okay. Now, there's a massive chode rock in the middle of the tower, right? And it's got a mark on it. So what we're going to do? What we're going to do with the rock? We're going to sit on it and listen to Khalid play the harp. We're going to do that. What are we going to do with like this rock? We're going to like throw it? Is it a stone? Is it a pebble? Is it a...
You can't pick it up. Oh. It's a big gaping... Well, not gaping. That's a
stone pebble.
Can I pick it up with my powers?
No.
No, why not?
The rock is way too heavy to be able to pick up by... picked up by your level.
What about me and Freeman together?
No, still too low of a level.
What about me, Khalid, and Sam?
My strength is 20. Can I do it?
Well, you could probably... One of you could probably...
So what are we going to do with this rock? Can we try and, like, zap it and see what happens?
One of you could probably try to... Well, what do you want to do? Zap it.
Yeah, we'll zap it.
Okay, so you could cast a spell at it.
I cast a spell at it.
Okay, which one? Choose one of your at-will powers.
Why should we care about this rock?
At-will powers. Is this,
Well, you're bored.
I don't even know. What the
You have Stormwalk and Arsing Fire.
A Stormwalk. Try that.
Arse.
That's what I said.
So what does Stormwalk do?
I have to Google it. This isn't turning out very well.
Okay, Stormwalk. So you focus power into your feet. I'm just going to make this up. You focus power into your feet.
Yes, my feet.
And everyone else can see that there are small lightning bolts coming from your feet.
As you
then start to slowly walk over the stone. Now, hold on one second while I do something real.
Oh, the stone is what causes the bloody storm.
Maybe whoop. So, but... Whoop, whoop, whoop.
I'm going to use ghost sounds, so just to scare the shit out of you all.
Ooh. I have that too, I think, ghost sound. Yes, I do.
Okay, and as you walk across the stone, you see that there are cracks... Cracks begin to form behind you as you walk across it. Yes. Once you walk and just you do a little jump off it, and you see that the stone breaks in half and collapses inwards into the hole and falls down into what seems to be a small chamber.
Oh.
Jump, 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 jump.
No.
Shuck, 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 shuck.
Okay, what do you do?
Okay, Freeman's turn. Do we have to roleplay or not? We're just gonna like...
Well, yeah, you're deciding what you do from this point.
Hey, but don't you have to like say, oh, hello, and stuff like that? Like actual...
It doesn't really matter because you're not actually talking at this point.
Oh, okay.
At this point you are out of character.
Yeah,
okay, so Freeman, what do you decide to do?
I want to use Mage Hand to make a stairway down there.
Hold on.
Hell yeah.
You have to look it up. You didn't just, like, say something.
Well, I need to do... Okay, Mage Hand. You conjure a special floating hand in an unoccupied space.
Can we glide down on the hand?
That's pretty much it. What the thing does is it...
Okay, can we glide
pretty
down
much,
on the hand
pretty much just creates a hand, which allows you to...
We read the thing. Can we just
which
go
would
down
allow
the
you
hand
to
down?
All jump on it and go down
Can
the hole.
Can we talk to it?
It's a hand.
Can we talk to the hand?
It's a giant hand. I don't think it's possible for it to talk. Okay, so are you going to do that then?
Talk to the hand. The face ain't listening.
Are you going to do that then?
Yep.
Okay, so you wave your small pink little wand.
Oh, wow.
And you see a very big hand rising from the ground. You all hop on the hand, and the hand slowly carries you down into the
chamber.
You've all safely landed within the chamber.
Can't it be black and long? My wand.
Huh?
Can't my wand be black and long?
No, I reckon.
No, you're some black magic.
I find it more
dark.
It's more funny. When you're a minotaur and you're the biggest, tallest, fattest person in the group, and you have a small pink wand.
It's Hello Kitty, by the way. It has stickers.
Yeah, and it's got a Hello Kitty sticker on the... No,
It's like imprinted or what?
It's medieval, so it's got to be Hello...
Kitty engraving.
Hello Lion.
Hello Dragon.
Hello Dragon.
That's good. Or Wizzy.
Hello, small cat.
Hello, Wizzy.
It's
pink. So you are now in what seems to be a small chamber. There is a drain on the floor, which... there's a drain on the floor. There is a drain on the floor, and four piles of old logs stacked up in a form of a pyramid.
I don't know what kind of old logs we're talking about here.
Okay, so there's logs on the ground. What do we meant to do with the logs?
Burn them.
Hell yeah.
My harp. With the power of my harp. I shred it up.
Smash it with my loot.
Oh. I'll do...
Drop the bass.
Okay. So,
arching fire. I don't know.
On your left, you can see that there is a long stone hallway.
Sounds like now you sound like an air hostess. On your left, emergency exit.
There is a long stone hallway with a big stone door at the end, and on the right you see that there is a smaller stone hallway which leads to a room, and you can see a small hole in the wall which leads to another room. What do you wish to do? You can go left or you can go right.
Right. Then it's roomception.
Okay. Wait, what? What do you mean it's a roomception? There's one room going off the side of the hallway, and there's one just going straight forward. One when you walk straight forward. So you wish to go into room number 5?
Yes.
I thought it was Carla's decision.
Sorry, not room number 5. Yeah, it is Carla's turn. So, okay, you're all in this room. What do you wish to do?
I wish to go shopping.
You can't. You're.
It's like a Kmart.
You can go left or right.
To the left, to the left. Everything.
Lefty loosey, righty tighty. I'm gonna go right. Okay. Nothing to do with it, but.
Okay, so you walk down the small stone hallway, and at the end of the hallway, you see that there is a room, and in the room there is a table which seems to be a decayed body on the table. As you try to move into the room, you feel that there is a type of force field or magic that's stopping you from entering the room. And yeah, that's it. You can't enter the room.
It's my decision.
There's still the room on the left from the hallway.
Okay, my decision. Let's get GTFO out of the place.
If you leave the place, you end the quest.
Can I throw my spell book at it?
So let's go to the left, to the left, to the left. Everything.
Okay, so you're going to go down to the left in the hallway.
Yeah. Okay, should be my quarterstaff.
Okay, so down the stone hallway, you see that there is a very small, very small thin hallway going down the right of the hallway.
Hallway-ception.
Okay.
So,
at the end of the hallway, there is a small chamber. The wooden door lies on the floor, and the smell of dust pervades the air, and the sound of thunder is muted here. Numerous body-shaped lumps are visible through the doorway, each wrapped carefully in layers of grey thread like woven mummies. Okay.
Do the mummies come alive?
Now, who's going down the hallway first?
Freeman.
All the people. Okay,
so Freeman's going in first.
I am old, and I'm slightly more likely to die, so I may as well.
You're fatter. Okay.
As you walk down the hallway, you come to the entrance of the door, a small room with a numerous amount of dead bodies. Mm-hmm. On the ground. As Freeman takes one step into the room, he suddenly stops and is not able to move. And from this point, you have no idea what is stopping him, but Boris, then recognizes that there are very, very, very thin threads of woven spiderweb that is holding Freeman completely still. Freeman,
you guys suck. You made me do this shit.
Freeman, your wand is now on the other side of the web. You are not able to grab it, and you are not able to move. You are completely immobilized.
You're immobile, fine. Huh?
What is your reaction to this?
Pardon me?
Oh, shit.
What is your reaction to this? You are completely immobilized.
Well, seeing that I'm immobilized, I wouldn't really have an action.
Well, you could try to do something. You could still talk.
You could break dance.
Oh. Then can I shit myself? Is shitting myself an option?
Yes.
Hell yeah, I'm gonna shit myself.
Okay, you shit yourself, you shit too much, you died.
Oh, okay. Everybody died of drowning in shit.
But I just said that because I actually rolled for that and you got a 1. So, you roll between 1 and 20 for certain things, and the number you get depends on what happens.
Oh, okay.
Since you got a 1 is really bad, and a 20 is really good.
Oh, okay.
But since he got a 1, he died. But he didn't really die, because I'm just kidding.
Okay. I don't
get it. Okay. Since none of you have Sam, you have to react to this as well, because you all have to react to...
Oh, okay, I'm going to react to this. My goodness, you're stuck. Let's get you out of there. Can I use the arrow one to get him out?
You're not very good with reactions, are you?
The,
Oh my god!
What are you doing?
I'm going to use the fire arrows to shoot at Freeman.
Fire arrows? The arcing fire?
Yes, that's the one.
Okay.
To shoot at the spiderwebs and Freeman so that he may die. No, so that he may be free. Yes.
Okay. That's
exactly what I wanted.
What I want.
Yes, that is what I want.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, you lift up your hand, and as you lift up your hand, an enormous amount of flames comes bursting from your mouth. And,
why would it come from my mouth? I'm looking at my hand.
Well, you're holding up your hand to your mouth.
Oh, okay.
So it's like you're creating gas from your hand, and whatever.
I create gas, but it's not from my hand.
You have a special arse molded into your hand. Okay, so an enormous blast of fire comes raging out at Freeman and covering him within flames, like you're using a flamethrower on him.
Oh god, this can't end well.
Okay, hold on.
Now that I've killed Freeman.
Okay, you destroyed a couple of the. You destroyed two of the webs that are holding Freeman together that are connected to the ground, but the flames also blow Freeman to the roof. Freeman is now stuck to the roof because it was such an enormous blast of fire, and Freeman also takes 7 fire damage.
Oh, great.
So, how much health are you on?
Is that worth it?
I don't know. He's just stuck to the roof now. You all walk into the room, trampling over the dead bodies, looking upwards, seeing that next to Freeman is what is called a monstrous spider, which is a giant spider. Since the spider is right next to Freeman, and since Freeman is completely immobilized within the webs and cannot do a thing, the spider instantly attacks Freeman. Okay, as you look at the spider, you are all able to notice that it is a death jump spider, which is a very weak death jump spider.
Oh, he sounds sweet, doesn't he?
You actually don't know how much HP it has, but it does look very old, so it might be a bit weaker than what a normal death jump spider usually is. But, yes, as we were before, it instantly attacks Freeman because it is right next to Freeman, and it does... hold on...
I think I did the wrong thing.
It does... Oh, jeez. It does 11 points of poison damage to Freeman.
Freeman's about to die.
Hold on, how much health does he have? HP, where is your HP? I cannot find your HP. HP, I'm just going to say HP again.
I have 25 HP.
Yes, you do.
Computers.
Okay, now keeping in mind that Sam already did 7 damage to you from the fire, so you have lost 18 health already.
7 health, I've got 18 health.
So, you are now on 7 health.
Oh, yay. Oh, that's
7
good.
HP. You are about to die.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Very close to die.
I'm about to kill somebody.
I've only just started and I'm about to die.
Okay, now since Freeman was not able to do anything, it is now, Carlid's turn, if you're still there, Carlid.
Looks like a sandstone.
Yay!
Right, there he is. Okay, Khaled, it is your turn to react to what is going on. Freeman has just been bitten. He is now on 7 HP.
How tall is the roof?
It doesn't seem too high up. About twice the height as Freeman.
Oh.
And
that's
Freeman,
just great.
And Freeman's character, which is 7'5", so it's
Is there any possible way that I can hit the spider from where I am? Look, the doorway.
You can. It's probably possible that you could strategically climb the web without getting caught within it.
Okay.
But it's also a risky
I'll
thing.
Try that.
But it's also possible that you could get caught within the web.
Oh yeah.
Depending on how well you do.
Another person stuck
so it's
in
a
the
chance
web.
Movement.
It will be rated on your acrobatic skill.
Oh. So. Right.
Your acrobatic skill.
Your acrobatic skills is -3. Do you want to? You sure you want to do this?
No.
Okay.
Oh, thanks for the help.
Okay, well, think of something else. You probably can reach the spider where you are from with some of your attacks, maybe.
I'm going to try.
Okay, what are you going to do?
Can I try and jump and reach out and try to hit him with my Tide of Iron?
With your Tide of Iron. Okay, you run, jump up to the wall, and bounce off it, and smash the spider in the face with your shield, knocking it to the ground. But as you do this, you also slip a bit and land upside down, which takes you down by 1 HP.
Okay.
Which isn't all that much, considering you have 31.
Yeah.
Okay. So that did 9 damage to the spider. Okay.
Is it still recording?
So, yeah. So, Sam, it is now your turn.
So, what do I have to choose from? To try and save Freeman.
Freeman's just stuck up there. You could probably just leave him there for the moment and try to kill the spider, because otherwise the spider's
going
to
attack. Okay, I'll kill the spider.
Okay.
With, let me find my point thing. Where are we? This one. I'll use...
Just note you can't use the encounter action, the encounter powers.
Can I use the second wind or not?
No, that's an encounter power.
Okay, can I use the,
You can use the green ones and the grey one.
Where's the grey one?
That's, a daily power which can be used only once every in-game day.
And willpower, I'll go to the Stormwalk.
Stormwalk.
I shoot it at Freeman. Well, not at Freeman, but at the spider. Yeah.
Spider's on the ground.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Carl had knocked it to the ground with his shield by jumping off the walls.
Like a ninja.
So, like before, when you broke the stone, you focus energy to your feet.
My feet. Why would I make my feet?
Oh jeez, it's Stormwalk, so it's good enough. So you charge energy to your feet, creating lightning bolts, but you lose focus because Freeman keeps yelling at you guys to get him down.
Sorry, my fault.
Since you lose this focus, a lightning bolt goes astray and attacks both yourself and the spider.
Oh, thank Christ, it didn't hit me.
dealing both 1 damage to each of you, so it's not really that much at all.
Oh, when I get hit, it's 7 damage. When everybody else gets hit, it's like 1 damage.
I'm only doing this by the dice rolls.
So it's not very effective on spiders.
No, it's just the amount of damage that it did via the dice roll.
Okay,
Khaled's turn. It is now Khaled's turn again, since Khaled is... Not Khaled, Freeman is still stuck.
Oh,
he's
yay.
Not going to unstuck himself, I bet you.
Okay, Khaled, your turn.
Jesus, I was a big...
I'm going to use my daily power, Lasting Threat.
Okay.
Where's your daily power located?
It's...
Is it daily a separate power? Oh, yes, yeah, I've got
that's
lightning.
The gray
quest, yeah.
It's the grey one. From seeing all your friends get...
Ritually merged.
From seeing all of your friends getting injured very easily just from this one spider, your fury within you begins to build up, and you start to go into a furing rage as you pull out your broadsword and your shield. And as the spider goes to leap at you to attack you, you smash it three times with your broadsword, dealing
good job.
I have to look this out.
Good job, Carton.
So you hit him three times with your shield, dealing one second, sorry to work that out.
Well, I'm always hitting him with my shield.
A lot of damage.
Not with your shield, your sword. And while I'll just work this out real quick. You attack the spider three times with your sword, slashing it repeatedly, and with your last slash, the spider, you chop the spider in half, and both halves of its body go land on the floor beside you, and venom starts pouring out of its body, dissolving a bit of the floor. You have killed the spider, and each of you gain 100 XP.
Woo!
You are no longer in combat.
Okay.
Can we get free?
Wait, does that mean that I'm free?
No,
he's just
No, you're still stuck in the roof.
God,
you've got to actually try. You've got
you
to try get him out.
At this shit.
And notice there is a thing called healing surges, which you are able to heal people with, so you can heal Freeman with that.
No, thank you.
Come on. Oh, it's great.
I should probably... Wait, Carla, do you know how much the healing surges heal?
Hold on.
I'm going to say that they heal 10 damage.
You go second wind. Go to your thing as a second wind.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You spend a healing surge and regain, and for me it's 7 hit points.
Okay, so yeah, so you gain 7 hit points per healing surge that you use, and you all start off with five. Like,
five what?
Five healing surges.
Oh, okay. I don't want to use one.
It's like it's pretty much like a little med kit, I guess.
Hell yeah.
Except medieval.
Okay. So my turn.
Okay.
Is there something?
So yeah, it is your turn.
Can we pause?
Can
Freeman is now. Freeman, or I shouldn't call him. I shouldn't keep calling him Freeman. Mega Grog Smith is now raging, roaring with his powerful voice at you two because he is because he's feeling sickly from the poisoned and he's stuck in a web.
So powerful.
But since you are a Minotaur, the extra poison doesn't do any more damage to you.
Minotaur powers
because of your endurance, which you have. How much endurance do you have? Negative two. Okay. I should make you take damage for that, but well. Luckily, you don't take any damage from the poison.
Because I'm
any.
Minotaur, and Minotaurs are immune to poison.
So yeah, Sam, it
and
is
aging.
Sam, it's your turn.
Is there any way I can like cut Freeman out of the roof, like around him? Probably not.
Since Mega Grog is not able to actually break the webs himself just with brute force, cutting them with any form of sword or dagger seems pointless.
No, what I'm saying is, like, you know how in the ceiling, I could probably, like, cut around him, and then, like, it'd fall to the ground, but the ceiling would be on his back, and then we could just, like, yeah.
Have a Minotaur with a piece of cement just dragging behind him. Probably not the
good back protection.
The stone is made out of a very strong rock, which seems to be even stronger than the web itself.
Okay, so that's
keeping in mind that you were able to burn the webs with fire, but with a very powerful fire. Okay, you want to do that again? You might accidentally kill him. You might accidentally kill Freeman. You sure about this?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, lucky, lucky. Okay.
You say unlucky or lucky?
I said lucky. You bring your hand up to your face again, and as Mega Grog sees you doing this, he closes his eyes, starting to pray. But instead of just keeping an open hand up to your face, you form it as a cup, like you were giving someone a hand job, and put it up to your mouth. put it up to your mouth and breathe, making instead of big flamethrower sort of flame, a very thin flame, but with a huge amount of power in it. And you do this on each web that is holding Freeman to the roof.
I think it's Megagrog.
You do not hit Freeman. Freeman does feel the heat, but it just feels warm, not damage taking.
What feels
but,
warm?
But since Freeman is rather high up, he does fall down and take one fall damage.
Maybe someone should heal him.
What feels warm and where are we?
You're still in the same room and Freeman is now free.
Yay, but he's hurt. Really hurt.
Yeah!
He's on 6 HP. You should probably heal him. You can use healing surges on him. Or Freeman can use his own.
Yeah, Freeman needs your own turn in.
Okay, so now it is now Freeman's turn, since he hasn't had a turn in ages.
Okay.
You should probably use the healing surges.
Yeah, I want to do that.
How many do you wish to use? You have a maximum of 25 HP. If you use 3, it'll give you 21. Which would normally take you to 27, but you only have a maximum of 25. Or you could use 2, which would give you an extra 14, which would give you to 20.
Yeah.
So you're going to use 2 or 3? If you use 3, it's going to waste a bit of HP. 2 or 3? How many are you using?
2.
Okay, you pull out your healing surges from your backpack and use them upon yourself, giving you a small amount of power for a limited amount of time, which only just wore off. It doesn't last very long at all. And you are now back to 20 HP. Okay, it is now Carla's turn. Just a note, you should probably explore the room.
No. It's probably got more spiders in
rooms
it.
I searched the rooms and the dead bodies.
The room that you're in is filled with dead bodies, it's just a very small room. And there's no walls coming, there's no tunnels coming out from the walls except for the one that you entered through.
Then why the hell do we get the option to explore the room?
On the floor is a pile of dead bodies which look to be mummified.
They're mummies.
Can I search them?
And as Khalid looks around the... Hold on.
What does Khalid do?
Search chair.
You search bodies. Some normal.
Okay. As
you're special, Khalid, that's what you are.
Khalid squats down and starts
killing,
shoving the dead bodies aside, looking for something, looking for any treasure or some form of clue. And on the floor, across the room, which is only about 2 feet from you, you see something shining. And as you walk up to it, you pick it up and see that it is a pearl of power.
That sounds really realistic.
And
pearl.
And underneath there was 75 gold. Okay, and you cannot find anything else within the room, except for dead bodies. So you now have the Pearl of Power, which is worth a certain amount of gold. I can't be bothered looking at it at the moment. If you wish to know how much gold it's worth, do you wish to know how much gold it's worth?
No.
Actually, I do. You can make a profit off it, ladies and gentlemen.
It is not worth anything at all.
So it's a pearl of power that doesn't do anything and is not worth anything.
It allows you to cast a level 0 spell every day, which is pointless. So it's like a basic, a very basic spell, like summoning small amounts of water or lifting a slightly heavy rock or boulder.
Let's go lift that rune.
The rune. You've already... That's how you entered.
Yeah, well, let's go get it.
It fell down to the room. It's pointless. It's broken in half.
Nothing's pointless.
It's pretty much just a rock with a rune carved in it.
Oh, what'd you do that for? I wanted that.
Okay, so you all go back into the room where you first came in. Not the tower, the thing where you jump down with the giant hand. Megagrog is... No, not Megagrog. Kumakari is able... observes the rune and is able to realize that it is just a language... a different... It's a letter from a different language, which means chamber.
Well, that's useful.
That's all it is. So, if anything, it's like a sign.
For the chamber, just fell into.
So you are now all in the room where you first entered. You are still not able to enter the room with the man on the table. So the only place you can go now is left. Are you going to go left?
Yeah, why not?
Nobody likes left.
Okay, so
come on.
Okay, so you all walk to the left, and at the end, and it's a very long hallway to the left, you open the stone door at the end of the hallway, which seems to open with pretty much just a tap of the hand. You tap it, and the whole thing just slowly opens.
Slowly and awkwardly steps away.
As you all enter the room, you... you see that there are a couple of little, pipes coming out from the walls, which seem big enough for one of you to crawl. It seems just as... which seems about big enough for a small child.
I'm a small child.
To go through.
I think the gnome can go through, but I'm not sure about the rest of us.
No, none of you are able to fit within the pipes, and there seems to be nothing else in the room except for the pipes, and two doors on the side of the rooms.
Open them.
Okay. As you move towards one of the doors, you hear the sound of hissing rain and pounding hail and the howling wind from outside. Which is interrupted only by the occasional loud crack of thunder. Still, the room seems stable enough for the most part, even when the thunder seems to shake the very ground. Not so much as a mote of dust filters down from the ceiling. The door leads into the... suddenly, in conjunction with a particularly loud thunderclap, you see... very small critters rushing out of the pipes, which appear to be 8 rats. You are now in combat with 8 rats.
Okay.
Let's just get out.
Just a note, all rats are very weak. Okay. You are now all in combat. Since Freeman went first and is closer... Freeman has to react first.
Oh, come on!
Well, you're on 20 health. You have to react first.
I'm gonna get the shit beaten out of me.
By rats. Okay, come on.
What do you want to do?
The wave of frost or, wait a sec.
The ray of frost. The ray of frost?
Ray of frost.
Ray of frost. Okay. You lift up your pink Hello Kitty wand and wave it around in the air a few times. And as you do that... Oh, God, you rolled a 1.
Oh, dear God.
That's horrible.
And as you wave the wand around in the air, you start to feel colder, and then you suddenly realize that instead of casting a ray of frost, you accidentally froze yourself. You are now frozen and immobilized.
Oh, okay. Just my luck.
I'm 100. But on the
On the bright side, you were not able to be attacked.
Does this kid just enjoy getting frozen?
You rolled a one, so that wasn't me.
I think immobilized is his passion.
Okay, it is now Sam's turn to react to these rats and a frozen Freeman, or a frozen Minotaur. That's just frozen in the middle of the room.
Okay, I
want to hit him off with a fire. Okay, keeping in mind that there are 8 rats around you and Freeman can't be attacked.
Did you not hear me? I want to hit Freeman up.
Okay, Freeman dies. I'm just kidding.
Oh!
you cast an arsing fire at Freeman. That's what it says, arsing fire. And
sure, it doesn't say arsoning fire?
Again, well, it's A-R-C-I-N-G, so I don't know.
Arsening.
So you lift your hand up to your mouth and blast flames at Freeman. The ice melts and Freeman is very cold, but no longer frozen. But as Sam does this, a rat jumps out at Freeman, biting him,
dealing
2 damage.
So Freeman got hurt, not him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bullshit. Come on.
What? Are you... I don't know. Okay, it's now your turn, Khalid.
I'm like the lackey of this thing.
Tank.
I'm not even a tank. I've got 25 HP.
And even though Khalid is more of a tank, Freeman go first.
How close Khalid's... are the rats to me?
They're all surrounding you. They're about 4 to 5 feet away.
Jesus Christ, don't like shoot them. I'm going to get my shotgun out.
I'm going to use my dragon breath, which is a blast around me. So it'll go to all of them. Plus 7.
Okay, so... Yeah. You slowly open your mouth, charging what seems to be a ball of lightning, and... which then lets out a powerful blow, is what she said, towards three of the rats, killing all of them. So you have killed 3 of the rats. There are now 5 left.
Okay, let's kill some more. My turn.
Okay, it's now the rat's turn. One of the rats jump out at Sam, and one jumps out at Khalid, and one also jumps out at Freeman, but Freeman manages to dodge it.
Hell yeah! Oh,
I didn't kill any rats.
No, you killed 3.
I killed 3 rats.
Okay, so Khalid takes 2 damage, and Sam takes 1.
I didn't take any damage. What's wrong with
you?
Okay, it is now Freeman's turn again. Don't freeze yourself.
Can I use Rolling Thunder?
Rolling Thunder. Okay. Okay, so you step into the middle of the rats that are surrounding you, and which are pretty much in the middle either way. But you then lift up your pink wand high into the air, wave it around in 3 circles, and and above you there are small clouds that start to form. Not small clouds. A small ball of thunder which starts to form, and you then lower down your wand towards 3 of the rats, killing 3 of them. There are now 2 rats left.
My turn.
It is now Sam's turn.
No, it's my turn.
Yeah, I know. I just said that.
I just said that too. Okay, what I want to do, can I use my encounter action or not?
And there are, no, because you haven't just encountered them. You can use the encounter power on the first turn of when you go into a battle.
Oh, okay. I'll Stormwalk, no. Oh, arching fire them all.
You're arcing fire then.
It's actually arching, gonna... isn't it?
No, there's no H.
It's arcing fire.
How about I just call it,
How about you just call it arcing fire, like it says?
I'll just call it fireball. Or whatever. Okay, you face the last two rats, lift up your hand, and fire comes spraying out of your mouth.
Anus.
Once again.
Anus.
Killing the last two rats. You are no longer in combat, and you all gain an extra 5 EXP, which isn't that much. Yay! Okay. We're going to take a break here. So, Khalid, you can do your movie review now, and then I reckon we'll end it for today. And if people like the Dungeons & Dragons, we will continue that. Okay.
Show.
So Khalid is doing his first movie review, technically his second, because of the last recording, but that screwed up. And, yeah, so you can start that now.
My review today is not of a movie, but a podcast called Generally Amusing.
Oh, dear God. This isn't going to end well, is it?
Why is it? I thought you were doing a movie.
It was shit until they hired a sexy young man to do their movie reviews.
Then it just went downhill.
The ratings
It went down
drop.
Here from here.
Okay, no. Yeah.
Time for the movie review.
That's the bumper. That is the
That's the jingle.
That is the jingle bumper thingy. That's
way too much.
Okay.
Sick.
Today, I'll be reviewing Men in Black 3. Men in Black 3. The number would suggest it's the third in the series. Yes, it would. Yes, it would.
Doubt it.
Okay.
Knowing only little of the other two films, I can only say the storyline is jumpy, kind of hard to follow. I saw it in 3D and it was a waste of money. There was one point, not spoiling the film at all, where an alien fish went through a wall, and that was the only time I really jumped because of the 3D. It was only mildly thrilling. If you're unaware, the film contains time travel, and it doesn't follow the two forms of time travel. Different branches of time, or the one continuum, which if a paradox were to be created in time, it'd create a black hole. But the film had charm and good humour, which is what saved it from being a pile of walrus vomit soaked in giraffe urine. That made sense. So I give it 6 tranquilized elephants out of 11.
Yay.
So many tranquilized elephants.
It's our first movie review. Okay. Have we all seen the Men in Black movies, or at least one of them?
I've seen two of them.
I know I've seen the second one. I'm not sure if I've actually
seen
it. I've seen
1.74623.
Yes.
Or something, or rather. So it's an approximate.
I'm also going to be watching the first one tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Here's a bit of knowledge for you. The first one was created in 1997.
Tasty.
Shit.
It probably was.
It actually was.
It's an old movie.
It's not that old, is it? It's like 2000s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will Smith, like, wasn't famous in 1997.
The movie wasn't that famous in 1997, was it? Hold on, I'll look it up. Men in Black 1.
It was a good movie.
Yeah, 1997.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it says
Shut
right
up.
Here, Men in
Shut
Black,
up.
1997.
Didn't need to hear it.
We've already been going for about an hour, and after the editing, it shouldn't shouldn't hopefully be that long, but, we are going to end the recording here. So, if you like the D&D, send us an email at generallyamusing@mail.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, show us to all your friends, and go to our website, which is generallyamusing.webs.com.
Nope.
And, yeah, probably sign up there. we'll talk to you if you sign up there. We'll stalk you. Not stalk you, we'll talk to you.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Big enough, like, cash. We're probably going to get back to the community by, like, giving away game codes to different games and stuff like that.
And if... what we need is, we need... it would be great if you guys would be able to donate to us. You can do that through our website. On the homepage, there is a donate button. All you have to do is click on that, log in to your account, and then donate the specified money. Even people who donate 5 cents, you'll still get a shout-out in the podcast.
Probably not.
No, it doesn't really matter. We haven't even gotten emails, so we do shout-out with emails too. So, yeah, if you could donate to us, that would be great. We appreciate we appreciate every donation, and yes, you could buy something from the store on our website. So yeah, that would be great. We will see you guys next week.
See you guys.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.